The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. The Wolverines are 6-1 in conference play and 9-2 overall. Michigan hosts Ohio State on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
We can go straight to questions.
Sounds good. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Jim May with Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much, Jim. I'm just wondering, as you guys prepare for each game, and especially going into this one, what sort of like determines how much you use Jabril Peppers on either side of the football?
Well, we keep all options open, all opportunities available, and you know, each week you'd like your opponent to think that all those options and opportunities are available.
Yeah, and if following that, here you are suddenly, you're the head coach of Michigan in the game for the first time ever. What are some of the, I don't know if emotion is the right word, but what are some of the thoughts going through your brain as you get ready to do what Bo Schembechler did so many times and so well back in the day?
Well, the thoughts that are going through my brain now are on preparation, game planning for Ohio State. You know, such a good team. We're looking at, you know, how do we get a first down? How do we move the ball? How do we put points on the board? And how do we defend? You know, there are multiple weapons on offense and outstanding offensive line. So that's, you know, how to get the three technique blocked. You know, how to coordinate our schemes offensively, defensively, and special teams.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
Our next question comes from the line of Rachel Lindsay with Toledo Blade.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Good, Rachel.
Good. I have a question about John Falk, the former head equipment manager at Michigan, longtime presence in the program. For you personally, what kind of presence did he bring to the program? And even after retiring, how does that continue?
Well, I'll tell you this. If you're a head coach and you could pick an equipment manager, John Falk would be the one you would pick. You could not have a better equipment manager. I mean, saw it firsthand as a player here at Michigan, and was very close to John and the equipment staff when I was a player here. My summer jobs, one summer I worked on the crew here, painting the building and doing the maintenance, and John's seen it all. He's seen him, seen so much. And his book, 40 Years in the Big House, is a great, great read. And you know, for people that want to hear all the stories, most all of them are in there. But good man, John Falk. He continues to be a good man to this day. And good man pursuing common goals. You know, he's part of the Michigan legacy and fabric. And now, I mean, in so many ways, he just, you know, I just like talking to him, confiding in him, and getting his feedback, and so do the players and coaches here on the staff.
Thanks, Jim.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Rachel. It's great. They're great to release Toledo. We got to get in there at the second question. I've been on this roll here with these Big Ten conference calls where usually every question, the first question comes from the Spartan Nation. Today it comes from Columbus. I was thinking, man, maybe I can encourage Nick and Angelique and Mark, get the Wolverine, get the Michigan Daily, get the MGO blog, get the Toledo Blade, somebody to hit that first question button a little quicker. You know, be a little quicker on the draw.
I'll try next time, Jim.
All right, thanks. You got in there at second, but I want to get Nick and Angelique and Mark and John Borton. See if you guys can be a little quicker on the button. Is that how it works? Is there a button? Is there a first button call? How does it work? Rachel, do you know?
Yeah, you have to press a certain button.
Star one. Whoever presses star one.
How'd you know, Jim? How'd you know?
Well, I'm on the call every week. It's every question. If you have a question, press star one. So
next time, maybe you should press star one. See what happens.
formulate a plan here. So it's whoever presses star one the fastest.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I didn't know if there was a conspiracy going on.
And our next question comes from the line of Nick Baumgartner with MLive Media Group.
Hey, MLive Media Group. All right,
yeah,
Nick.
We got to press these buttons faster, I guess. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing great. Good to hear your voice.
Good. Yesterday you mentioned something about Jabril and running back, and I don't know if you were joking when you said next year could be crazy with him. Are you guys fully considering playing him on offense, like exclusively at some point in his career? Is that on the table at all?
Well, again, I think that's the thing. You like to keep all possibilities, all options open, and especially like your opponent to consider the different options and possibilities and as it relates to all your players and how they might be used in the game.
Do you think he could be just an offensive player at some point in his career? Is that realistic?
Yes, it's realistic to think that. Yeah, and he's such a good player. At five, I could think of five different positions he would be really good at in football. And can somebody play? You know, can somebody be the Willie Mays of football? You know, can somebody be the five tool player, the five position player? Maybe that'll end up being Jabril Peppers, or you find his absolute best position as you go along. But it's interesting to think about and consider the possibilities. And you've seen him this year. he's played corner. He's played nickel. He's played safety. He's been a running back. He's been a quarterback. He's been a slot receiver. He's been a wide receiver. He's been a punt returner and a kick returner. Eight positions right there.
Very good. Thanks, Jim.
Yeah. Thanks, Nick.
We can take one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Ken Rota with WHBC Radio.
Jim, you played in this rivalry before. Now you're coaching in it. What's the greatest thing about the Michigan-Ohio State rivalry, and has it changed because of the two roles you are involved with?
The greatest thing, so I have to pick one thing. it's my first impressions of the game. First impressions ever seeing the game was just how those two uniforms looked on the field at the same time. I don't know what the aesthetics is, that's the word. But the sight lines, to me, the maize and blue and the scarlet and gray and the two helmets, the two uniforms, I mean, the sight lines are unbelievable. That was the first thing that I noticed. This was amazing. And the games were always so close and competitive. And at the end of the year, 1973 was the first time I saw a Michigan-Ohio State game in person. Watched it from the south end zone of the Michigan Stadium. Saw the two teams play to a 10-10 tie. And then a couple of days later, the athletic directors voted to send Ohio State to the Rose Bowl. And in our house and in our community, it was, as Bob Ufer put it, it was a dastardly deed. It was a day that would live in infamy. That was my first experience in the Michigan-Ohio State rivalry, and one of the greatest football games I still have ever seen. So from there, I mean, it was something that I had to watch every year and anticipated it every year, that it would be the best day of the year, that it would be even better than Christmas. When I was growing up here in Ann Arbor, then played in the game. Watched it from the sidelines as a Michigan player my freshman and sophomore year, was hurt my junior year, and then played in the game my my fourth and fifth year. And then I've watched the game ever since. It's just every year since 1973. If what time's the Michigan State Ohio State game on, I'm gonna watch. So that was the greatest thing to me, I think, was the sight lines.
Thanks.
Perfect sight lines.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.